Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. A new podcast called Lakota Link is sharing and preserving the unique stories of Native elders and other aspects of Indigenous history. Just 2 weeks into its existence, Lakota Link has already featured Olympic gold medalist Billy Mills, a member of the Oglala Lakota Nation and founder of Running Strong for American Indian Youth. Lakota Link is the creation of nationally known artist Sandy Swallow, and she joins us this morning to talk about her podcast and hope of sharing Lakota values. Sandy, it's a real pleasure to welcome you to In the Moment. Thanks for taking time for us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's really an honor for me to be on with you.
I took some time yesterday to check out your podcast. I ended up listening to, I think, the first four episodes, so consider me a fan. I'm subscribed now.
Oh, good.
Talk to us a little bit about why you decided to start this podcast.
Well, I've been a professional artist for a long time and had a gallery in Hill City for 12 years and closed that in 2017. And I don't know, you know, I just got to thinking, what do I really want to do? And I think things that are important to me. Mm-hmm. And one thing is to be able to talk to elders, which I am a Lakota elder myself, but to talk to other elders and find out what stories maybe their folks or their grandfolks had shared with them, and but also topics that are dear to my heart. We ranched for 16 years down at Oral, South Dakota, and you know, so the ag industry is dear to me, and then I also have interviewed other people, you know, kind of new stories that I think are interesting and can tie to the Lakota people, but not just Lakota people, everybody.
Yeah. And I'll use myself as an example. I'm not Lakota, but listening to your podcasts, it was a really peaceful feeling. It felt like sitting in a living room listening to grandmas and aunties and uncles just talk and share stories and things like that. And it's a comforting thing to listen to in a not-so-comforting time.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, one thing I had talked to a lot of the people about was how the quarantine has affected their lives, because we are all going through that. And then just visiting, like with Billy, and for those of you who don't know this, which is everybody, he happens to be my first cousin. So I was able to talk to him and talk him into being on my podcast.
You had the celebrity in on that one.
I did.
That was a really cool conversation, because you get into your family history, and also timely in a different way, because Billy talks about the doctrine of discovery and ties it to a long history of injustices in America, not just for Native people, but Black people as well. He talks about Jim Crow laws and things like that. Was that something you expected to come out of that conversation?
Well, you know, I know what a deep thinker and philosopher Billy is, so it didn't surprise me, because he always thinks so deeply. And you know, that was my third segment, and it was called Footprints, and he talks about the footprints of other people that have entered his life and how they've made an impact, and then, you know, his own footprints and what, as an elder now, what he wants to achieve, you know. And I know he was excited to go to the Olympics, and then when that's been postponed because it was in Tokyo, you know. And so, yes, he really got in, and I thought you know, he has so much wisdom. And, you know, I like to talk to people about Lakota values and how we can tie that to society itself. And let me just name some.
Yeah.
It's humility, perseverance, respect, honor, love, sacrifice, truth, compassion, fortitude, generosity, and wisdom. And with Billy, I try to pick a couple of them, at least one, to with people I interview to kind of say why I asked them to be interviewed. Well, with Billy, it was kind of hard because they all kind of applied to him.
and those are really important attributes for anyone. Like how good would the world be if we all embodied those values, huh?
Yes. And that's where, you know, some of the people, well, let me just say this.
Yeah.
All of the people that I have started with Lakota Link and have asked to interview were people that I respect, and they are very intelligent, and I want their stories out there. And then consequently, I tie that to the values.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people, well, like, okay, Billy, and then I'm also going to have my cousin Vic Swallow, and he's an elder, and he has got a tremendous memory, and he can tell about old time stories. His mom, well, his dad was John Swallow, my uncle, and his mom was Lizzie Tubal Swallow, and she was a full blood, and she had some really great stories, and that'll be coming on, and he will share those stories. Mike Weiss, he's just a great guy. He's a friend of Billy's, and he is like an ESPN commentator in Washington, D.C., and he's writing a book on Billy's life, and I got to meet him, and I got to interview him, and that was a lot of fun. On the other hand, Zach Duchesneau will be my fifth interviewee, and he's the executive director of Intertribal Ag Council, which has to do with agriculture, the Native American, the tribes,
yeah,
and how frail our food chain is, and, you know, what we're going through right now, and how perhaps we as just the common public can help out with this situation. And then I have Jim Thompson, who is the voice of the West. He's been in broadcasting for long time, and rodeo announcer, and had his own radio program, and he's a personal friend of mine, and we have a good interview. And Paul LaRush of Brule, and many others. It's just, I'm just excited to get this out there and to get these stories out there, and I'll be sharing also some of my own personal stories too.
Good. I loved in your very first episode when you're kind of introducing yourself, you're sitting on your porch and talking about things you hope are in heaven, and the first thing you list is coffee.
Yes, Wakalapi.
Yes.
I can't start my day without that. Or if I do, it's not a good day. So, yes, and also, you know, the smells. I think of the smells of coffee and popcorn and chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good to me too. Sandy, as you're talking, you yourself, you're an elder with many stories, and as you're talking with other elders and sharing these things, are you finding that the young people around you and listening to you are really thirsting for these stories?
Well, you know, I think that they will be if they aren't right at this moment,
mm-hmm.
because I have noticed throughout my life, the longer I live, the more important these things are to me, and I don't want these to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. From the episodes that you've done so far, I think so far I've listened to your episodes with Billy Mills and then with Zach Ducheneau. What are some other stories from those conversations that really stand out to you?
Well, it's kind of funny, you know, that Billy kind of considers me the family historian. And and as I told in, you know, Billy's dad was the oldest in the family, and my mom was the youngest. And actually, there were 15 kids. And so, you know, there was a big gap there, and my mom hasn't been gone long. She was the ripe old age of 87 when she passed on, and she had family pictures, and she was one of those that had very good stories. I could remember them, you know. And the thing about me is, even when I was younger, I would talk to my great uncle Ben Swallow, and I wrote it down. And I'm amazed at myself that I did write it down because, you know, that helps. Because you think you're going to remember things, but it really helps to either record it or write things down.
Mm-hmm. As you're talking about being kind of a family historian and writing things down, a lot of folks might maybe write a book or write a journal or document things in a different way. What made you decide to make these conversations not just as an audio recording, but as a podcast that you share out with so many other people?
Well, that's what people are listening to.
Yeah.
And that's what the younger generation is doing. And actually, I don't know too much about it, but I thought, why not learn, you know? Mm-hmm. And my husband, Wayne Morgan, he's just great at editing and putting this together, and he's learned all these things that I don't know how to do. And so we make a good team. And I guess being a Lakota elder, I just think we don't quit learning. It's good for us to stretch, you know?
Yeah. I guess, what are your hopes for how this grows, or what has surprised you about this process and what you've learned so far?
Well, I just hope that this will be a bridge between the Lakota culture and other, you know, other cultures, and that they will learn more about us. And when we learn about each other, then we have understanding and compassion and respect for one another. And that's really something that I think is important, and especially now, you know, there's such turmoil in this world, and it's just an avenue to heal. Also, I guess I want to say there will be some topics on there that will be a little bit hard. You know, I interviewed Lily Mendoza, and she is involved in the Red Ribbon Society, which is for missing and murdered Indigenous women. Mm-hmm. And that was a topic dear to my heart because I lost my sister to murder. She was murdered. And so, you know, but these things also need to be talked about. And when you talk about things like this, there comes a healing process. And I just feel like all these things are very important.
Yeah. My guest has been Sandy Swallow. She's an artist and host of the new podcast, Lakota Link. You can find her art and more information about her at sandyswallowgallery.com, and you can listen to Lakota Link wherever you find your podcasts. Sandy Swallow, it's been really a pleasure and an honor to talk with you today. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.